people of Earth, the following podcast is not real. But let me just say, with the millions of podcasts on offer, we appreciate you choosing ours. Or, if you simply don't know how to search for other podcasts, many of which are better written, acted, and rated than this one, we are not going to show you. Let's just enjoy this tiny pocket of time where you don't know any better. Like the first 20 minutes of Rapunzel where she's totally content with the tower. Now, chase those dreams of better podcasts out of your drafty mind. Wrap complacency around you like a warm, mediocre blanket. Sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 6 3/4 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload this podcast recorded in the tavern, The Strange Familiar, in the town of Nibblebottom, at the foot of the unnamable mountain in the magical land of Foon. And I am joined, as always, by my two co-hosts. I get the feeling one of them is a little upset that I didn't, give him enough time last week. John, what? Yeah, I'm a little worried about Usador, that I, we were a little, rough on him and didn't give him enough time in the episode, and he is dying.
Yeah, you sort of changed topics in the middle of his intro. He only has so many intros left. Also, I feel so bad last week. I paid those adventurers 4 years ago to set up this whole chaotic plot to piss him off, and I just feel like I should have foreseen that one day he would die, and we should treat him better. He's our friend.
I know, and I know technically he's only gonna, he's gonna pretend to die in one week, but...
But still, pretending
but
to die
knowing him, he's probably gonna fucking die.
Yeah, he's committed. Hey, I have an idea. Arnie, are you with me? One, we should pay him back for all the damage that the wrestling match last week caused at the end of the episode.
We should pay him back for all
and
the damage.
And two, today's episode should just be an hour long of him doing his name intro. Just like 40 times in a row. Wouldn't that be fun for him? He would love that. To just say his name 40 times in a row? Let's do that.
Yeah,
let's do that. Yeah. Hey, buddy, you see?
Hey, you see?
Hey, yes, how are you? Arnie, you didn't really, introduce me to the listeners.
You're right. And dear listeners, here's my other co-host. I love him. He's great. He's dying in a week.
No.
And I'm going to miss him so.
I'll be fine.
And I'm going to give him the runway to say his whole name. I'm not going to interrupt. In fact, I might walk away from the microphone, leave the tavern, go for a little walk.
Just so you're not tempted?
Yeah, just leave the mics on for quite a while.
Oh, wait, Arnie, what was that last line you said?
Leave the mics on?
That's a great tagline for our podcast. Hello for the Magic Tavern. We'll leave the mics on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, we gotta use this. Oh, fuck, this is about Usador. Usador, sorry.
Usador, no. Yeah. It's not about us. It's about you.
Oh, thank you. How about your family here?
Okay. Arnie, we can do that for 2 weeks and then he dies and that's fine. And
We go
back till we leave the mics on.
You know, I've been thinking, since you bring it up, I've been speaking with the ice elves and at first...
Sure, I'm so sorry to interrupt. And you are?
I am Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fianyalak, the dwarves know me as Zonin and Hookstanges, and I am known in the northeast as Gasmoedius Maestar, and there may be many other secret names you do not know yet. Oh, but one of these names... Oh, a new name that I am formulating even now, so that I may take on another persona here in weeks hence. I have decided that one of my potential aliases may be Richard Jenkins.
And then did you want to do that 39 more times?
Then no, I'm good, I think.
Fuck. Oh, fuck, we're ruined. Fuck. You sort of, I'm gonna cut it straight with you. Yeah. We planned on the whole episode being you saying your name over and over and over and over.
Why?
Well, we both wanted to apologize, me especially, because, you know, I brought in Coral and Tiffany, and we had this, you know, plot to rub you raw, kind of, well, that sounded weird, but we had this plot to kind of, you know, get under your skin a little bit, and I feel like it just kind of, it didn't even upset you, it just kind of made you sad.
Well, could you be any more conniving?
Look,
it doesn't matter to me. I have put that behind me, for I have to think about the future and my new life as Richard Jenkins. Or maybe I'll take on the guise of an ice elf myself. At first I thought I would go live with them and just disappear for a while, but perhaps I shall dress as an ice elf and take on their mannerisms. Or I might just act like an old man named Richard Jenkins.
Huh. Yeah, be some sort of visitor or something. Hey, can I hear your ice elf impression?
Oh, sure.
Here I am, an ice elf. And I jump from window to window, putting frost on windows. Here I go.
Pretty good ice elf, right?
Are you open to notes?
Sure.
I feel like ice elves don't, and I don't know a ton, but I feel like ice elves don't, like, say, here I am, I'm an ice elf.
Well, then give me a prompt.
Banana.
I am going to eat this banana.
Wait, no, dildo.
I am going to eat this dildo.
Spatula is the funniest word.
I am going to use this spatula to eat this dildo.
Perfect. Hey, Arnie, buddy, I think he's back.
I think
Usador is back. He's not mad at us anymore. Arnie, come back inside.
Come here. We're doing the show.
Wow, wait a minute.
Unprofessional.
You only got 2 steps down the ladder from the table.
I know. I was trying so hard to pretend like I couldn't hear anything, but I could. I heard all of it.
We have to work on your core.
Usador, Arnie and I were planning on this whole episode being us apologizing and then you saying your name the whole time. Mm-hmm. But if you don't want to do that, did you happen to book a guest this week?
I didn't book a guest. Did you book a guest?
Oh, yeah, I booked a guest. Oh, boy, now that I think about it, that was real rude of me. I almost bumped our guest for you to just say your name for 40 times.
That sounds like premium content to me.
Does it?
But it won't be.
Well, yeah, and I've got to say, dear listeners, if you have joined our Patreon, thank you so much. We really appreciate it. It makes it possible for Usador to pretend to die and things like that. We promise there will never be an episode where Usador just says his name 40 times. That kind of bullshit is just for the main feed.
Don't make promises you can't keep.
Anyway, I'm so excited. I booked a guest. I believe she's the owner of the Splitting Hair that's just a couple buildings over.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to the Tall Table. Is it Ahag?
Hey, Hag, or a Hag. I respond either. It's never been resolved how you pronounce it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's lovely to have you here, Hag.
It's great to be here, you know?
Well, I understand you're the proprietor of the Splitting Hair. Now, why do you kill rabbits?
Oh, the classic. Yeah. No. Mm-mm. Hair. Hair.
Oh.
Hair.
Hair. Hair.
Oh, it's a clever play on words. Chunt, have you ever heard of such a thing?
It's a homonym.
Yeah, it's not. That comes up a lot. We get a lot of people trying to put down their pets. It's not that. It's a hair cuttery, you know.
Ah, yes, I see. Well, what a lovely profession to beautify the world through helping people achieve their ultimate forms.
And it probably doesn't help the confusion that I think the Splitting Hair is right across the street from Kill the Wabbit.
Yeah. He and I have gone back and forth, you know. But we came up at about the same time, so it's hard to, you know. Mm-hmm. We send each other business. Sure. Yeah.
So wait. Uh-huh. So someone comes in to kill the wabbit.
Yeah.
And they're like, please, would you kill my wabbit?
Right.
And are they like, you know, you need a haircut.
Yeah.
If they're saying wabbit instead of rabbit, they clearly have hair in their mouth.
Okay, yeah. That tracks. Yeah, that'll happen, right. Yeah, it's you know, all retail, really, all service-based, the industry, it's all about helping each other out through ruses, you know. So I'll cut someone's hair, I'll recommend they get a rabbit, you know, back and forth like that, right? Yeah.
And then the next time they come in for a haircut, you're like, you know what? You should kill that wabbit.
Yeah, it's time to go. What a bad choice, right? Those are good pets, yeah.
Do you ever cut a rabbit's hair?
Oh, I do. I do fur. I do horns. Ooh. I'll shave a horn down.
Oh.
I'll braid a tail, you know.
Oh.
We have a tanning bed, too.
Wow. Ernie, we got to start going to this place. You know, I've been ripping out my fur from my neck mm-hmm. to my waist to kind of expose my jacked body, but I feel like maybe we're due for something new.
Yeah. Do you ever style a horse?
Oh, yeah, I'll style a horse. I'll give it a real good style. You ever heard of a ponytail?
Yes.
I started that.
That's you?
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, what if it wasn't just on a horse? What if it was on your daughter?
I heard that Harry Styles started that. You know that the hairy guy who styles all the horses?
Oh, yeah, he's a bastard. He's a bastard. You go out one night. I met him one night. I told him my idea. He went out telling everybody that he came up with it. Not true.
He stole that from you? Oh, that is despicable. I swear now, should I meet Harry Styles, I will kill him.
Oh, good.
Look, yes. We don't want to run afoul of all the followers of Harry Styles in Nibblebottom, the stylies or styluses or whatever they call themselves. They're very aggressive.
Stylus. You know, I used to consider myself a stylist, and I found out as, oh, fans of Harry Styles. I said,
Oh, so what do you refer to yourself as?
A hag, my name.
Oh, yeah.
Or a hag, you know, either one.
Oh, okay, well, that's wonderful. We've learned a little bit about your profession, but have you lived here in Nibblebottom your whole life?
Oh, ever since I can remember, 4 years ago. I was concussed, so I don't know where exactly, but as long as I can remember, I've been here. Woo! Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Concussed. That's when a murder of crows drop rocks on your head until you black out.
Yeah.
That's very sad.
We really need to be careful how we speak to Ahag. She probably has a lot of jumbledy jobs, I think is what it's called. Her brains is all scrambled.
Yeah, I have that. I have that. I have to take about 6 pills a day. Oh, boy.
Oh, where do you get these pills from? Are they just things you...
The river.
Good.
Oh, yeah. I don't know who's sending them down, but they're coming down in little tiny plastic tubes, and I'm fishing them out of there, taking them. Feels so much better.
You've got to assume it's the goddesses.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing safer than river pills.
River pills.
And they're so bad for the river. It's good that you're taking them out of the river.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, friends of the river. You know, I consider myself a friend of the river because I'm fishing out the pills.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Also, now I'm concerned that upstream,
There's what, Arnie?
There's just a klutzy person who's in real trouble. Every day, he's like, I gotta take my pills. Ah!
Or there's a very generous person who doesn't need 6 pills.
Oh, yeah.
Who's to say, if I start questioning it, I won't feel as good, you know?
Yeah. Have you ever noticed, it's like hot dogs and hot dog buns, that the number of pills and the number of problems, they never match exactly?
Oh, yeah, because I still got that bone thing.
Oh, you got that bone thing?
Yeah, my bones keep going, you know?
Mm-hmm. Huh. They keep
did
going?
Did you say growing or going?
Yeah. What did I say? Good question.
Oh, she just popped
a pill. I think growing. Yeah. I'm overdue for my pills.
Her pockets are so wet.
Yeah. Oh, those pills stay wet. I don't know why they don't dissolve until I eat them.
Ahag, since you're here and since, you know, I've been ripping out my fur, Arnie, you went to a barbarian the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Can we kind of consult with you? Can we pay you a bit of a fee and you consult with us with maybe how you might style us?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, for sure. We'll talk about pricing after. So, do you want more fur to come back? Or do you want to look, like I said, I can tan you up real good. Or do you want your fur to come back?
Yes. I think right now I'm going sans fur.
Okay.
From neck to nape. Arnie, where's the nape?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think you mean your niblets, not your nape.
Yes, neck from neck to niblets.
Right.
All skin from neck to niblets. Okay. Fur everywhere else. But I'm happy to try something new with my fur. Like in the past, in Hog's Face, I went to the Lanced Bass where they did frosted tips. Mm-hmm. So I used to like frost the tips of my fur, and they'd also dye everywhere. But I'm looking for something new, maybe like a coif or some sort of, just something funky.
Can I interject here for a second and say, it's incredible that that fish could do hairstyling?
Mm-hmm. With a spear through him.
It just incredible.
It was a lanced bass. Yeah, it was
that
insane.
That was wild.
Yeah.
Oh, I have heel spurs. I'm on my feet all day.
It's not a competition. It's not a competition.
And it feels like that. Oh, lanced bass.
Does anyone else also think it's weird that that fish's assistant went into that circle?
Oh, the enchanting circle?
Yeah.
To try and
pretend
to
be a fish.
So weird. Anyway, I'm just looking for something new. So I don't know if there's,
Oh, I've got tinctures and potions, lotions, salves. I got conditioner, cocoa butter, peanut butter, almond butter.
Ooh,
I got
butter,
soy milk, peanut butter.
Yeah, I think peanut butter.
Yeah, you put that on your bare skin. Something's going to happen. What you need to do is you need to stimulate your follicles. So what you do, you rub it in the oils. What you're looking for is a good base of oils. Okay. That's what tells your follicles, right. I'm here. If your follicles feel the air too much, they go, well, that's a wrap. And it don't come back.
Yeah.
That all tracks. That's great. That makes sense.
To help stimulate. Yes. Yeah, I'll take a peanut butter to help stimulate. And do I come in to see you?
Oh, yeah, I got to apply it.
Okay.
I got to apply it all the way. And then we're going to wrap you. We're going to wrap you in furs. Because to
wrap.
Remind you.
I thought you said rip. I thought you said you were going to rip him.
I'm going to rip him into furs. Mm-hmm. That's probably what I said, yeah.
No, Arnie, raps. Pay attention.
Okay, so, yeah.
I'm manipulated so easy. I would have ripped his fur. But yeah, I did say wrap. So I'm going to wrap you in the furs to remind your body what it wants. It wants that sweet fur back. Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, can I ask, if you're so suggestible, are you ever like cutting someone's hair or doing some kind of procedure and just making small talk and somehow the conversation accidentally confuses you about what you're supposed to be doing?
Oh, well, only all the time. Oh, man, people are mad at me. Ooh, I'm surprised you guys haven't heard the word on the street, because it's, that's the word, you know.
There are a lot of nasty things painted on the side of your store.
Oh, yeah, mostly my name. Right, but they are, they're right. That's why I have an almost strict policy. Please don't talk to me while I'm doing your hair or fur or horns or tail, because I will go off, you know. One time someone mentioned a drawbridge, and that's exactly what I gave him.
You gave him a drawbridge?
Yeah.
That like opens over a moat.
Right.
Oh, right.
I put a water feature up there, and then, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Hag, if you're so suggestible, spatula.
Oh, yum. Mm-hmm. That does it. It's happening.
Spatula, the funniest word.
Oh, God, it's hysterical. It's all I can think about, you know? Have I mentioned I'm single? It makes me think of a spatula with eyes and a butt.
You haven't mentioned it, but it's written all over your face.
Oh, sure is. That would have offended me, 20, 30 years ago. Not anymore.
No, I'm sorry. It is
we should
literally
wipe it off.
Written in charcoal Someone. Across your face.
Oh, well, it's hard to meet people, you know? Since I wear so many rings, people can't tell if I'm married or available. It's the only way for me to really get it out there. So, yeah.
Yeah, you got to put yourself out there. You got to take risks.
And you do have a lot of rings, a lot of bandanas, a lot of bangles. You got a lot going on there.
Oh, yeah. I'm a big fan of Stevie Nicks.
Arnie,
the hairdresser.
Yeah, the hairdresser.
Do not go to Stevie Nicks. Because guess what? Your ear is going to get cut. Your neck is going to get cut. Okay? Your forehead?
I heard that.
Guess what? Going to get cut. You're going to get nicked everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, boy. I love her style, but her execution is lacking, you know? Mm. Oh, boy. Uh-huh. Lots of nicks.
I've heard the rumors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, she did get caught in that landslide.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so she had to stop cutting hair.
While trapped.
Yeah, well, but yeah, oh yeah, she had to cut stop for that time until they found her, right?
I'm not taking any clients while I'm missing.
What's your deal, Army? You want me to cut your hair?
That's a good question. I did just have a barbarian pull my hair, and
I think
it looks pretty good, yeah. I noticed before when Chunt mentioned the barbarian, you seemed a little... You had a kind of a distasteful look on your face. Not a big fan of the barbarian?
No, I don't like it. I don't like it. It's unnatural. Mm. You know, hair cutting is meant to be done by me, a hag, you know?
Sure.
I could really size you up and give you what you want. You happy with that?
Yeah. I mean, although I will say, when you... What do you mean, Usador? You seem...
She asked if you were happy with that, and you just said, yeah.
Yeah, I think... I mean, look.
That's like when someone says, sure. It's like, hey, you want to go grab dinner? Sure. It's like, wow. Could you be any less enthused?
Chad, are you happy with Arnie's hair?
No.
All right.
Huh.
There it is.
Okay, well, I'm Ahag, what would you do?
Well, Arnie, hold on. Why don't we take a quick break, and when we come back, Ahag will walk you through what needs to be done.
Okay.
And in my defense, somebody did just literally rip his hair out.
You're a fucking old wizard covered in bird shit.
Arnie, no, this is...
That's how I live.
Oh, that's right. I gotta be nice to you.
We'll be right back. Now, Ahag, if you don't mind, and I can foot the bill, do you mind giving a consultation to Arnie and then Usador?
Okay, Arnie. Let's see. You have hair on your face that I think would look great on your head.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you would like put my beard where my hair is.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Put your hair where your neck is.
Oh, but no mustache.
Put your mustache somewhere as a surprise.
That's fun.
A little treasure trail.
Surprise mustache. Hello. You know, that's what people don't see coming. You know, they think, oh, I'll see a mole. No, but never a mustache.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, how would you move my beard to the top of my head? Like, how is that even possible?
All we have to do, we make a nice... You know, sharp line around your face, and we... Have you ever read the story Face Swap?
Oh, yes, I love Face Swap.
Oh, where the two wives swap faces?
Yes, to fool their husbands into making children different. And I would cut it, and I would just turn your scalp.
Have you seen that? There's always one face that's kind of like organic, outdoorsy, and then there's one face that clearly comes from money that's very strict, and it's like, no.
Oh my gosh, it's the kind of premise that's so exciting to read.
And then they take their face swaps. Does that make sense?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, wow. This sounds like a great story.
Yeah, so that's so they don't have to switch hovels. You know, they've swapped the faces.
Yeah.
It still works. Don't think about it too much.
Sure.
You know, suspend disbelief in fiction. But yeah, I would cut your scalp and I'd rotate the hair parts.
Okay.
Yeah.
Classic scalp spin.
Yeah.
And Arnie, think of all the fun new nicknames. Beard top. Mm. Old scratch scalp. Like, there's so many fun nicknames.
I do like beard top.
Instead of cutting your hair, you could shave your head.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. And you don't need a scarf anymore because your hair's at your neck.
Huh. I do have a sort of strange hair situation where my hair is naturally brown and my beard is just black with gray. And it seems strange that they're different colors. Maybe it would be nice to have gray hair and a brown beard.
That's what they say. I've heard that so many times in my career. I wish my beard was brown and my hair was black. I can do that for you, yeah. Mm-hmm. I like that you're into that, you know? And people say, this is gonna hurt. Oh, boy. Not as much as it hurts to not look exactly how you want to.
Sure.
That's good advice.
And what do you do to minimize the pain, exactly?
Oh, I sing to you.
Huh.
Is there anything you can do to maximize the pain?
Sing louder to you.
Do you have a go-to song, or do we get to choose what song you sing?
Have you ever heard of Bohemian Rhapsody in Blue?
Oh, I'm not familiar.
Oh, it's so great. The style's different. It's weird. It shifts, you know?
Can you sing a little bit of it for us?
Do you want to feel better or worse?
I think worse. I think worse than better.
Yeah.
Okay, it's going to be pretty loud. You know, I can't remember it right now. Is that funny?
That's fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
You haven't had all your pills today. Do you mind doing a consultation with Usador, the wizard over here?
Okay.
Here, let me take my wizard hat off. You can see my beautiful, long, flowing white hair and my beautiful, long, white beard. Huh. Nearly perfect in every way already, so...
Has anyone ever told you that this ages you?
Yes, almost every day.
Yeah. Do you want to be aged?
Yeah, it's part of my whole thing.
Yeah, sir, you're like 632. I can't keep track.
I'm about 350.
350. Oh, really? 350. Wow. You look. Yeah.
You think I look 600 years old?
Mm.
Yeah.
Also, Usador, you're going to die in 1 week, and wouldn't you prefer to look like someone that's going to die in like a month?
Oh, that's actually a great point. I've decided to take on a disguise. Can you help me cut my hair to look more like a normal human? And I am taking on the very foreign and strange name in these parts to draw less attention to myself, Richard Jenkins.
Okay, you're going to be Dick Jenkins. Let's see.
Right before he goes 6 feet under.
Oh, all right. Wow. Okay, that's heavy. All right, so what I do is... I cut some of your hair off. So this is what I like to call the wizard in the front, the pony in the back.
Okay.
Okay. So what we do is I'm going to trim it up real tight, real high and tight up front.
Okay.
And in the back, you're going to have a real tail.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm going to knot it up back there, and then I'm going to put bows in it and everything. And from the back, people are like, I want to ride that thing.
Oh, a ponytail from the originator of the ponytail.
That's right.
Many of us are horses, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, how are you feeling about that, you know? And then we could make up jewelry out of your hair that I cut off.
Oh.
You know, or a belt.
Oh, I love that.
Usador, she's beaming. Keep in mind, she is single.
Oh, that is true. What would you do with the beard? Would you also trim it down?
I would do a lips in the front. And a pony in the bottom. So you see all your lips? You know, I cut it so you could see your lips.
Okay.
And I would make the bottom a little ponytail, you know? Tie it up.
Oh,
and
I thought you meant his bottom.
Oh, I could do that.
No, it's a lip pib.
So I'd have a ponytail on the back of my head and a ponytail on the front of my chin, essentially?
Right. No one can tell if you're coming or going.
Oh, intriguing. Confuse my enemies.
Right.
I am a convert to this. I shall see you this very week in your own establishment so that you can prepare me so I may take this disguise on.
Yeah, people will be like, is that a wizard or is that two horse asses facing in different directions?
Right.
I made it sound less appealing, but all right.
Sorry.
Oh, I'd love it. Please come in. You know, please call. Please call and make an appointment. But do come in, yeah.
Usador. Yeah, she's single.
Oh, I see. If I were to call upon you, perhaps at a time when you were not preparing my hair, could we perhaps enjoy a meal together?
Oh, yeah, because I'm a notary, too. Is that what you mean? You mean notarize something over a lunch or whatever?
Yes, that's clearly what I meant.
Okay, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Chant, I don't think she's into me. I think maybe she's more into you or Ani.
Oh, maybe. Or maybe she's just enthused about her job. I can't tell.
Usador. So you're saying if a woman just starts talking about her interests instead of talking about you, your first
assumption
is, I don't think she's into me.
I'm saying I asked her on a date, and she clearly then made it about work, so I'm just taking the hint.
You mentioned dinner. She's a notary. Make some notisserie. Did you think about that? Trying to weave the two things together? Like
yeah,
she does
did
with
you
hair?
Have that very obvious thought?
No.
It was right there. Notisserie was right there.
You're right. I apologize.
I love when people do that to me. So I assumed I could do it to you.
Sorry, I had to step away. I had to get my pills.
I thought they were
Her
in your
whole
pocket.
Head is wet.
No, I've got to... Yeah, I had to go back to the river real quick and just find... Yeah, I needed some blues.
Yeah.
Got well, tons of whites.
I think some of those are pebbles.
Oh, wait.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on.
No, blues? They're not Flintstone vitamins.
Some of the pills are blue, some of the pills are white. Oh, no, I think I just remembered what's upstream at the river.
What?
That's where they buried the doughboy. You know the doughboy that had all those pills? They buried him there.
Pillberry?
Yeah.
The doughboy?
Oh, no.
Well, yeah, the doughboy that had pills, they buried him there.
Oh, yeah.
So they buried his pills, too. So I think they're seeping from the ground into the water source.
And they built a couple huts over there, and they said they moved the pills, but they didn't move the pills.
Hey, Hag, where do you get your inspiration?
Oh, people. You like people watching? I love it. I love it. So I'll take someone's hair, and I'll put it on someone else's head. You know what I mean? It's like a merry-go-round in this town, I tell you.
Is that literal or something you imagine? Is your people watching?
Oh, for a while, I had a merry-go-round, and I would just hold my shears close, you know, as people went around, give them a trim.
It sort of sounds like a... Do you ever cut hair, or you just cut hair off of people and move it to other places?
Yeah. What's the difference, Arnie?
Yeah.
Huh.
Good Waste question. That whatnot. You know, some people can't grow hair because they got alopecia. Mm-hmm.
Have what? What's this again?
This guy named Hal. He was around here for a while. You know, sleeping around. He gave people alopecia.
And he was a alpaca.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know if it was a curse or what, but people's hair started thinning. So you got to hang on to your hair. I don't know if you guys know that about here, but you better hang on to it. It's currency nearly.
Ahag, can I ask, you know, you've worked with horses and ponies, you've worked with alpacas and all kinds of creatures. Do you have, Ahag, do you have like a white whale? Like, what's the one animal you wish you could cut their hair? Or one creature even?
Oh, a narwhal.
Mm.
To kind of trim down their horn or?
Oh, trim their horn and put it somewhere else. Make tons of horns out of the one horn. Make them spiky. No one's afraid of the narwhal, you know. But if it's covered in spikes... Oh, baby, give it.
Oh, sort of like a big urchin, then. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
A little collar of horns or something? Oh, wait. Did you hear that? She just said, I bet you would. And she nudged you. She is single.
I don't think that meant anything. Huh? Do you think you'd ever create a franchise? I know some businesses want to, open up multiple versions of their business eventually. Have you ever thought about branching out?
Oh, I'd love to, but, you know, I can't leave town lawfully.
Oh.
Oh, why is that?
Yeah, what's going on?
Oh, because of arson, you know.
Because of your son?
Yeah, my arson, yeah.
Wait, who, what do you say, arson?
Who'd you have a kid with?
With Usador, with Chunt?
Oh, no, our son. My son, our son.
Oh.
Oh, okay, yeah. I see.
It takes a village.
Yeah, he's too young to leave, so I can't. Yeah. I'd love to, you know, but I can't.
I didn't even know you had a son. That's wonderful.
Working,
yeah, Austin. He's only two, you said?
He's two.
That's a very cute age, though.
Oh, you have him then. So easy, so cute.
Usador.
Oh, you know, wizards don't know. You don't know what it's like. I'm a single mom, you know, moving hair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose if you want me to take your son, I could trade him.
Sold.
Trade him to the fairy people in the forest for a wish.
Sure.
Nice, Usador, you're nailing it.
Yes.
every single mom wants their child traded.
You're killing it.
Usador, maybe she doesn't want you to solve her problems with her son. She just wants you to listen to her problems about her son.
Why don't you stay out of it? What can you get for him?
I could get an unbreakable wish from the fairy people of the forest. You know, I mean, a changeling child, you know, that doesn't come up too often, you know, and I don't get a lot of chances to do that. So if you're really not into this kid, yeah, I'll take it off your hands.
Yeah, it's just he'd be better off elsewhere, you know. Like I said, I'm on my feet all day. I don't have any energy when I get home.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. I'm taking pills, all the stuff, right? Yeah,
be better spurs. Off. Heel spurs?
I've got,
yeah.
Oh, I've got all the spurs. Nice spurs, they don't jingle-jangle. The ow! You know?
So, Ahag, you mentioned that you have no memories of your life before 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any clues?
Oh, my tattoos.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Let me get that smudge that says single. Yeah, it's not coming off. That is a tattoo.
Tattoo.
When I woke up, I said, I'm single and ready to tingle on my face.
We're going to dig more into that in just a minute, but let's take a quick break because I think we all just have to sit quietly and think about that for a minute. We'll be right back. So, Ahag, you said you have multiple tattoos that are clues to your past life.
Yeah. TGIF. Rob was here.
TGIF, Rob was here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. Pisces.
Pisces. Mm-hmm. So they're all your tattoos are words or letters. They're not like images or symbols.
Well, there's one that I'm pretty sure is an image of the back of my head. Riddle me that.
There's one on your neck that says Kilroy.
Yeah.
Did you?
Oh, I don't know. Did I?
I don't know.
Some of the tattoos have tattooed check marks next to them.
Yeah.
But the Kilroy one does not. So I think maybe you didn't Kilroy.
Oh, yeah. You're a close reader. Yeah. Some of these must have been accomplished by either me, and I'm checking them off, or somebody's using my body like a rag doll when I was unconscious. I don't know. If you find out, you tell me. But if I run into someone named Roy, you know, it makes me nervous.
Sure. Well, the one on your forearm looks like a maze, and it looks like you get the cheeseburger if you get all the way through it.
Yeah. Starving.
I wonder what that means.
I don't know. I really don't. You know, oh boy. Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes it fits and starts. Things have to come back, you know.
Oh, really? Just flashes of your past life?
Yeah, cheeseburger.
Have you always worked with hair, or did you ever work with, makeup or any sort of applications in that regard?
Oh, yeah. I've done makeup, hair. Like I said, I'll tan you.
You'll tan a hide?
Yeah, that's what I mean, yeah. Mm. Is there another thing?
There shouldn't be.
Yeah, okay. Is there another thing?
Have you ever done tattoos? Just out of curiosity?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
Oh, wow, I used to do tattoos.
Okay. All right.
Is it possible you gave yourself the...
Putting some of this together?
Yeah. Huh. This seems like something I did to myself now. Huh? Yeah, because I am left-handed. A lot of this looks...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them are on your right side.
Yeah. Huh. Well, holy hell. Okay. It's like a diary.
So you did cosmetology?
Cosmetology, yeah.
Cosmetology. Oh, what's cosmetology?
Yeah.
Oh, it's where the cosmos tell me how to cut it, you know. Like I'm saying ponytails and drawbridges. That's because the cosmos tell me how to do it good.
So you get drunk and then do makeup?
Oh, No.
I can't tell if she's being sarcastic.
Arnie, she's laughing at your joke.
She's always take it sincerely. What's that?
She's laughing at your joke, and she's single. This is your opportunity.
Arnie, she's single, and she's ready to tingle.
I'm not ready to tingle. That's a problem.
All right, okay. Yeah, no one's ready to tingle. I got it. The cosmos, you know, the universe.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, like the stars and the,
Yeah, the planets
sky.
And the night sky, the gassy winds. They whisper to me, you know, the hot cosmic gases. They tell me where to trim, you know. Yeah, so when I say, you know, I could move your scalp around, Army, you know, that's hot. The hot wind's blowing between my ears.
I hate to correct you, but it's Arnold.
Huh?
It's Arnold.
Okay, yeah, Arnold. Huh. My bad. I don't hear good because of my voice.
Well, that's understandable. I often have the same issue. So I can relate to you on that level. I just want to know, if there's anything you ever need. You are a neighbor. I own this business, the Strange Familiar, the Tavern Inn. You're just down the street. Even though I may not be long for this world, if there's anything you need, please feel free to ask.
Oh, are you going into the cosmos?
He's going to die in a week.
In fact, yes, I am going into the cosmos. I'm returning to the realms of Theseus in about a week's time.
Usador, I think what she's saying is you two can still talk.
Oh, very true, very true.
She gets inspiration from the cosmos as a cosmostologian. You're going to be in the cosmos, so she's single.
Yeah, you could send some gassy winds her way.
Oh, very interesting, very interesting.
Yeah, we could bang it out, too.
yeah, guess, oh, yeah, that's true, that's true.
He's
that's
our buddy. True. You gassy win some, you gassy lose some. Come on, buddy.
I mean, magic is pretty tingly. Hmm. Well, I suppose, yes, all right, sounds good. How about tomorrow night?
Oh, I'd love that. Yeah, meet me at the river. I got a sieve for pills.
Oh, yes, so do I. So I'll be there anyway.
Great, wow, I love it. Oh, this is terrific, yeah. Oh, wow.
Oh, yes, indeed.
She just keeps spinning her chair around, saying wow.
Yeah, she's holding up a mirror to her own face.
Sometimes I forget that I cut my hair in the night. Wow, look at that.
Yes, I did want to ask you, so you do cut your own hair. I wondered if you went to a different sort of cosmetologist or a stylist.
No, I don't trust anybody to cut my own hair, you know, because that's how, you know, there's a lot of murder in the community, you know.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, competition, you got straight razors, scissors, knives, chopsticks, tanning equipment.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, it's dangerous, right? So you gotta cut your own hair. Plus, someone could cut your hair bad because they want the business, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, look at this idiot.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, there's Swiney Tom.
Swiney Tom. Oh, he's the worst.
Yeah.
He thinks he invented pigtails.
Oh, I suppose that was you, too.
Absolutely. Well, when I was growing up, I had a pig that had long hair. Dot, dot, dot.
How beautiful. Yes,
Did you say dot, dot, dot? I've never heard somebody say dot, dot, dot. I've only seen it written.
That was his name.
Oh, I see. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Can I ask, I've walked by the splitting hair a few times. I do see in the window you have that sort of menu of what's provided services, if you will. And I saw that you do cuts, and then I see that there's super cuts. What makes a cut super?
Oh, my intent.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's, how do I feel, you know? If I'm feeling great, it's a super cut, you know? Yeah. So, yeah, word to the wise, if you want a super cut, just check my attitude, you know, at the door. Right. I offer them, but they're not always available.
Sure.
So when you go to the door, there's a little list that where you can check your attitude?
Oh, yeah. Well, you can just, you know, walk in, hey, you know, hey, 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 and I turn around, you know, just check my face. Yeah.
Sure. Hey, Hag, this is, you know, the first time I've met you.
Right.
So Marty, I don't
why
really...
are you saying it like that? It's so, are the police after you? Are you about to
do
a magic trick?
So you do a magic trick. I'm not a plant, is what I'm saying. So I don't know what your different attitudes are like. Would you mind giving us a demonstration of what some of the attitudes we might come across?
Oh, sure. Okay. This one.
Constipated.
No, I'm holding a pill in my mouth.
Okay.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I already had too many. I have to hold out of this one for a couple hours till I could take it.
Mm-hmm.
I got another one. It's this.
Huh.
Disappointed but willing to try.
Absolutely. Ding, ding, ding.
Well, one for two.
And listeners, I want to make it very clear, even though you're not hearing anything, Ahag is really selling these facial expressions.
Well, I told you. I'm not going to tell you when you come in what my attitude is. You're going to check my face.
Yeah, that's true. That's fair.
Yeah.
I'll be able to read it.
That's right.
Can you do happy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right.
Does that read? Does that read as happy?
Yeah. I read it as happy with a mysterious past.
Oh.
To me, I was like, I get what you're going for.
Yeah, sure. It seemed to me it was like you were wistful for happier days.
Yeah, I have IBS.
Irritable bone spurs?
Yeah, they're acting up. That's me pushing through the pain, you know.
Aw.
I wish I could get one of these stools at work. They're so high I could really reach the hair, you know?
Oh, well, I'd be glad to create one for you. If you'd like it, I could easily duplicate one.
Oh, I'd love that. Yeah. Get me off my spurs.
Oh, well, I'll bring it over to you this evening.
Okay, all right. Yeah, come by my place. You know, I live above the shop.
Oh, you do?
Isidore, she's single.
Yes, well, I will bring the stool over tonight.
Okay.
Yikes, not a great pickup line.
What's wrong with, I'll bring the stool over tonight?
I'm just saying, it's not.
I have IBS.
Well, Ahag, this is Delight. Do you mind hanging out while we read an email or so?
Oh, I love it.
Sure. I mean, you probably don't know what that means, but I appreciate your enthusiasm.
Oh, all day, baby.
Listeners, if you ever want to email us at the podcast, you can email us at magictavern@puppies.supplies. It's a real email address. Here's one. The subject line is, "Stop being mean to Drip Fang."
What?
Let's see.
He's evil.
Hey, boys. Just finished episode 5, season 4. Glad to hear from Uncle Shangy Ragoon, but I am extremely disappointed in how much you guys were dissing on Drip Fang. He may be bad, but I love him. He and the Baron should hook up. Just saying, I don't think you guys read these emails anymore anyway, so I'm probably just shouting into the void, but for real, I ship it. SJ.
Oh, man. Arnie, that sucks that we don't read the emails anymore. Do you have another one?
No, I just have one.
Have you guys ever shouted into the void? It is so fun. I like to say things like, "Thunder, come down and destroy this cavern," or something like that. Just right into the void.
I like the idea of like just shouting into a void, like two people you think should date.
Oh, yeah. Arnie and Chunt!
Ooh, yeah, I'll try one. Usador and Ahag! Just going off the top of my head.
Oh, well,
oh, have you ever been to that shop off the top of your head? Now that's a good barber.
That guy. Off the top of your head. Do you know what that means? He takes your hat.
Oh, shit.
He takes your hat? Oh.
He's a hat thief!
Oh, yeah. Damn it.
Yeah, go in there for a haircut. You don't have a hat anymore.
Well, it's right in the name. We should have known.
It's right in the name. Come to think of it, every time I go there, Usador, you've made me a little top hat, and when I walk out, it's gone.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
fuck me.
And that's right across from that place, I take your pants.
Arnie, not everywhere has to be across from another place.
Well, that's how streets work.
And you have to be careful, Chunt. I can only make 6,000 more of those top hats.
What?
That's right.
Could you be making any more hats? Make me one now.
Bing.
Arnie, is that really the only email?
Chuntler Bing. What's that?
Is that really the only email?
Yeah, well, I just wanted to say, fuck Drip Fang. He stabbed me, and sure, the sword that he stabbed me with that he made, we later used to kill the Dark Lord. But still, I think I'm always going to be mean to him. I'm never going to forgive him.
Yeah, and I respect him. And I would even say I like him. But he's evil, and I'll kill him one of these days.
But I do hope the two of them end up together. I do shit that. What was the term?
You shit that? Yeah.
I shit that.
Oh, your IBS?
Yeah.
Sorry, we should have...
My triggers are talking about
it. Oh, Ahag, I just noticed when you got sort of, when you're making that noise, you sort of scratched at your neck a little bit, and I saw on your neck you have a tattoo that says, "I'm secretly a princess."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what's that about, huh?
What does that mean?
Yeah, what does it mean?
Hard
what
to decipher.
Yeah, well, I gotta look into this. I don't know how, you know. I don't know how you look into things. I suppose it would mean leaving town, but I got that kid.
That's a good question. How do you look into things? I've stumped all of us.
Maybe it's a jumble.
Arnie, do we have any more breaks to ponder on it, or are we at the end of the episode?
We could ponder it between episodes, but next week Usador is going to die, so we're probably not going to have much space to like get back to it.
Yeah. Usador, do you mind saying your full name one last time to take us out?
Sure. I am Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of V. Ahag, you dropped this, this tiara.
Oh. Yeah, where'd that come from? These pockets. Man, I'm dropping stuff. Oh, boy. It fits great, though, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah.
Weird.
Wow, outside the tavern window, there's all these woodland creatures almost like butting their heads against the window trying to surround themselves.
Get out of here! Oh, I get fleas twice a year.
There was two birds holding up a sash that they looked like they wanted to put around Ahag. Like,
each
one of them had a little thing they wanted to dress you in.
Yeah, they keep trying to strangle me with that thing. I don't know what I did to them. Yeah, I don't know. I'll try to get to the bottom of it, but, you know, there's tattoos in places I can't see good. Could you help me with that, Usador?
Yeah, let's take a look.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can't do it here. I gotta do it later. Because it's a place that doesn't get a lot of the light, you know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I'll take a look. Don't worry, don't worry.
Okay, thanks a lot.
I'm going to describe this episode as having the same energy as three guys finding a bat in their apartment that they all eventually fall in love with. Wizard's Choice Award nominee, Usador the Blue, was played by Matt Young. You can hear more of Matt as Dr. Amazing on the brand new podcast, Dear Earth, I'm Really Sorry, a half-hour comedy podcast about doing the right thing today, even if you accidentally invented a doomsday device yesterday. Ooh, Matt's giving comedy a try. Anything's possible in 2022. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. No further credits. A-Hag was played by special guest and first-time improviser Colleen Doyle. Colleen is the co-host of the hilarious improv podcast Those Who Ant, along with Dana Quercioli, a human shell containing the life energy of 1,000 eighth-grade field hockey coaches, and who you may remember as the Sheriff of Hawk's Face. Those Who Ant is available wherever you get podcasts. Several Magic Tavern favorites have even guested on the show, including Matt Young and Tim Sniffin. Tim Sniffin, that's a made-up name if I ever heard one. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, made possible by the belief of children everywhere and supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. Patrons get ad-free versions of every episode and two new bonus episodes every month. Plus, last week, all 7 episodes of Season 1 of Masters of Mayhem were added to the Patreon feed. Who cares, you say? Good question. Masters of Mayhem is the series hosted by the villains, Baron Ragoon, fan favorite according to that one email, Dripfang, and Squibbert. So, if you're keeping track, and who isn't, the Patreon feed now has Earth Games Season 1, Behind the Tavern, I Am Spintax, and now Season 1 of Masters of Mayhem. And I've just been handed a post-it note saying there's more coming soon, which I have crumpled up and thrown away. For more on the bonus episodes, the spin-offs, and lots of other Patreon perks, stop by patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. This episode edited by Chris Rathjen. Special by Ryan DeGiorgi. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. And something to keep in mind until next week... ...